So then I was going to stitch mine. The stitch mine is the one page submission, which is not the detail, in a point form, as a number form. And looking at it, is the submission number 7. Just glancing through it, it's quite clear that it's the issues are really into what we spoke of in the morning. But as I indicated, this is just the first impression that I have. And I'm saying so not having an opportunity to hear what he's going to elaborate or to say, to elaborate on the issue. But I think the most thing, as indicated in the statement that I have read before the meeting, and if really you feel issues are, as I cautioned, clearly advisable, so that we, from the way go, not continuable. And I would also appreciate that because, the submission as it stands now doesn't give us anything except those points that you presented. I will allow you just to give you the benefit of the doubt. And if I feel that really you are really getting into that area where we said it's a no-go area, then you will be there with us. Understand. Thank you. And I apologize for that. Can we then allow the statement to continue?
Good afternoon. When reading the Sunday Times a couple of weeks ago, I saw this ad and I immediately responded. I work for Voice of the Cape radio station. It's a community radio station in Salt River. We have just over 300,000 radio listeners, and we're the third biggest community radio station in the country. Ever since there were talks that Walmart and Maxmart were merging, regular callers to our show in the morning called Breakfast Beat, there was serious concern because our listeners are somewhat the LSM factor, the income of the average listener varies from, let's say, 1 to 6, for example. It's primarily a radio station geared for the Muslim listener. on doing some cursory research on the topic, I found that the management style of Walmart leaves a lot to be desired, as indicated previously by two previous submissions that were made before. The company cannot operate in Germany. Quite interestingly, in the United States, there are also some states that do not allow Walmart to operate at all. And where they find there's a high rate of union activity, let's say in a particular town in the United States, they close it down and they move to another town, sort of more rural or petty urban, where they then trade and they annihilate all opposition. The idea or the notion that the gentleman from Business Unity South Africa mentioned when he said that Walmart enters the country because they it is not so at all, because MassMarket has the infrastructure, it has a southern African footprint, and that is what they want to capture.
Mr. Richmond, yes, that's why I actually caution. I think this is really getting into the issue. By giving, you are taking your case to them, it's quite clear. And the challenge I have is the fact that you don't have everything in writing, you know, because that could have given us an indication. And I guess I could have called you and discussed this with you. But I understand the challenge that you, or the predicament you found yourself in, and I, like I said, you would have done it, but we had a solution for that. And I would therefore request that we don't allow you to continue, but we allow you an opportunity to make a full submission, a written submission, so that we can then, from what you submit, then can really check whether we can slot you in somewhere before the end of the year. What I'm trying to say, continue with the good work. Thank you very much. This then leaves us with no other presentation for today. Meaning that as per our program, we will be continuing tomorrow, starting from 9 o'clock. And the presenters are as stipulated in the program for tomorrow. We will try to communicate with the presenters so that they understand as they come that what is it that they should be doing, so that they can also register if they're still interested in continuing. You know. So far, I think the whole presentation were okay, and they really clarified few things for us. Members, do you have anything to say, or should I call it for meeting? Thank you very much. The meeting then will stand adjourned until tomorrow at 9. Thank you. We're meeting in the same way tomorrow. Thank you. For the media, the statement as I read in the morning will be available through the committee secretary anytime from now. If you are interested in it, you will get it from the committee secretary. Okay, thank you.